From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. And we begin this hour with the commission appointed by Congress to determine the cause of the 2008 financial crisis. Today, it turned its attention to subprime lending. First up in the hot seat, former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan. In a sometimes contentious hearing, Greenspan defended the Fed's policing of the subprime market and laid blame for the crisis elsewhere. NPR's John Idstey reports.
When Alan Greenspan used to make the trip from Federal Reserve headquarters up to Capitol Hill to testify, he got the royal treatment. Lots of congratulations, lots of adulation for presiding over a booming economy. Now that the boom has been redefined as a bubble, followed by maybe the worst financial crisis in history, things are different. After Greenspan's opening statement, Phil Angelides, the head of the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission, read a long bill of particulars, warnings the Fed had received starting in the late 1990s about problems in the subprime mortgage market, including these.
In January of 2000, both HUD and Treasury urged the Federal Reserve to use its authority under HOPA to curb abusive lending. In 2004, the FBI warned that there was an epidemic of mortgage fraud that, if unchecked, could lead to losses greater than the S&L crisis. Why, in the face of all that, did you not act to contain abusive, deceptive subprime lending?
First of all, Mr. Chairman, we did.
Greenspan directed the commission's attention to a number of actions the Fed had taken, but Angelides maintained they only affected about 1% of the subprime market. In the end, Greenspan fell back to the position taken by a number of officials in the wake of the financial crisis.
We did do almost all of the things that you were raising. And the consequence of that is that I think things were better than they would have been. Were they enough to stop the surge in subprime lending?
No, they weren't, said the former Fed chairman. And the reason, he argued, can be traced to the Congress's decision to mandate that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac do more to support the expansion of home ownership for low-income people. Greenspan said Fannie and Freddie responded by buying up 40% of the subprime mortgages in the market. That left Wall Street scrambling to get enough subprime mortgages to satisfy the market for mortgage-backed securities. And that led to the abuses in subprime lending and the subsequent defaults that sparked the credit crisis. In the end, though, Greenspan acknowledged he'd made some mistakes.
In the business I was in, I was right 70% of the time. But I was wrong 30% of the time, and there are an awful lot of mistakes in 21 years.
Still, the chairman argued, if 5 years ago the Fed had tried to forcefully tighten up on subprime mortgages, just as the housing market was booming and home ownership was rising, the Congress would have clamped down on the Fed.
If in that midst of period of expanding home ownership, had we said we're running into a bubble and we have to start to retrench, Congress would say we haven't a clue what you are talking about.
As for prescriptions for overhauling financial regulation to avoid a repeat of the crisis, Greenspan endorsed raising capital and liquidity requirements, one of the main ideas that's in congressional reform proposals. That would mean financial firms would be required to have plenty of cash to meet their obligations and have big enough cushions set aside to absorb potential losses. It's hoped that will make it less likely taxpayers will be on the hook when big firms get into trouble. John Idstey, NPR News, Washington.